Welcome to the Self-Publishing School Podcast. This is the podcast to listen to if you're an aspiring writer or an author who wants to be more successful. On this show, you'll learn how to write and launch a book successfully, all from the top authors and people just like you who are doing it at the highest level. I'm your host, Chandler Volt, the founder of Self-Publishing School, the author of the book called Published, and the CEO of selfpublishing.com. For free training on how to publish a book that sells 10,000 copies, go to selfpublishing.com/free training. Welcome to the Self-Publishing School Podcast. On this show, you'll learn how to write and publish a book that grows your impact, income, and business, all from people who are doing it at the highest level. I'm your host, Chandler Bolt, the founder of Self-Publishing School, the owner of selfpublishing.com, and a host of another podcast called the Seven Figure Principles Podcast. For free training on how to get your book published, go to spsfreetraining.com. Let's dive in with today's episode. Hey, Chandler Bolt here, and welcome back to the third episode in the solo episode series, kind of chronicling the launch of my new book, Published. So to catch you up, if you haven't already, I've done two episodes leading up to this launch. The first episode was about 10 lessons that I learned from rewriting and preparing to relaunch a book. Okay. So if you're writing a book, if you're thinking about relaunching your book, definitely check out that episode. And then the second episode was all about the behind the scenes of preparing for launch. So I recorded that video last week or that podcast episode/video last week during kind of at the very start of the launch for my book Published. And then in this episode, I'm going to walk through stats, lessons learned, kind of general updates on how launch went as a whole, what worked, what didn't, what sold copies, what didn't, all that good stuff. So hopefully in chronicling this kind of in 3 weeks in a row, I mean, as you've seen, if you've listened to the previous episodes, these are meant to be short and punchy and to the point. And so hopefully you'll be finding this helpful in your own book writing journey. Now, last thing, just kind of a lot of general updates at the start before we dive in. But if you're totally unaware of what I'm talking about, this is the relaunch of my book Published. So my book Published has been purchased and downloaded, hundreds of thousands of times over the last few years. I wrote a second edition with the goal of making this just the absolute best book that exists for writing and publishing a quality book that sells more copies. Okay, so that is the book. It just launched last Tuesday, so we're kind of in the home stretch of the launch this week, rolling into Christmas. Okay, so that's the book that I'm talking about. You can get this book anywhere books are sold. I would encourage you to go ahead and grab a copy if you haven't already. You can get the audiobook. I highly recommend the audiobook. Go to publishedbook.com/audible. So published book, like I published a book, publishedbook.com/audible, grab a copy of the audiobook narrated by me. I think you'll love it. So this is the book. Those are the last two episodes. Go watch or listen to those if you haven't already. And let's dive in with results from the launch week. So the start of this promotion, as I kind of mentioned a little bit in previous episodes, so we started this promotion on Black Friday, and I gave away a free copy of the book to past readers and kind of did a giveaway and a contest and all that good stuff. All right. And so that happens starting on Black Friday and we moved a lot of books. So I've got the stat sheet pulled up here on that Black Friday weekend. We moved 2,619 books. We had 69 appointments booked with my team that generated about $49,000 in revenue for Self-Publishing School from that promotion. Then after that, we rolled into the pre-release promo. So kind of this was in a few different places. This was on our site. This was in a couple other places, but it was a pre-release promo. That promo moved about 1,891 books ahead of the launch, and that brought in about 91 more qualified appointments and about $43,000 more in revenue for self-publishing school. So bringing the total revenue for self-publishing school at about $92,000 off the pre-release. So that's kind of, those are the two promos that we did leading up to the launch. Those were unbelievably successful. Definitely did better than I thought they would. The big goal for me was to move 5,000 books by the end of the year. So basically from Black Friday to the end of the year, I wanted to move 5,000 books and generate 1,000 appointments for self-publishing school. So those were kind of the big goals. And then my other two goals, as I mentioned previously, were 2,500 reviews on the book by the end of January, 1,000 reviews on the Audible version by the end of January, and then 1 million copies sold or given away by the end of next year. So by the end of 2022. So those are kind of my overarching goals. And those are some stats on the pre-release promo. Now, there's a few things that I'm kind of doing specifically with this launch. I mentioned last week a behind the scenes. So the handful of things that I was actually doing to move copies during launch week. And then I also talked about, so in the book, there's a chapter on, I call it the 1 year launch. And so that's chapter number 22 goes into the 1 year launch. So right now, as I record this episode, I'm kind of in the middle of transitionary period of transitioning from, all right, I'm wrapping up launch week. And now I am moving into the 1 year launch. And so I'll kind of circle back towards that towards the end and talk about some of the things that I'm doing that I'm pretty bullish on that I think will move copies of the book over the next year. But first, so let me talk about kind of check in on some of the other goals, and then I'll talk to you about what's working, what's not working, all that good stuff. So other goals, progress on reviews. So since Black Friday, we've probably gotten about 200 reviews on the physical copy of the book. And that is, so we're, as I record this right now, we're at 1,051 reviews on the physical, so print or ebook version of the book. And we're up to about 106 reviews on the audiobook. Okay. So where I was hoping to be at the end of last week was about 1,250 reviews on Amazon for the print and audio, or sorry, print and Kindle book, excuse me. And was to be at about 200 reviews on the audiobook. So I'll kind of go through what's working, what's not working there. So we got a huge boost of reviews from people who had read the first edition of the book. So I did a campaign and we got a big boost from those folks and hooked people up with free copies of the book and all that stuff. I will say over the last week, reviews have slowed down somewhat significantly. The launch team has worked really, really well. I've got a high quality and just awesome launch week, or sorry, awesome launch team of about 150 people. I think already about 70 of those folks have written reviews on the book, which is pretty awesome. And we're kind of in the home stretch of just, I'm doing a lot of stuff I teach in the book about one-on-one follow-up and stuff like that to the launch team to sweep up final reviews. So really my goal is to be at 1,150 reviews by the end of this week, which is kind of launch, you know, post launch week or launch week two, whatever you want to call it. So the early campaigns work well. I will say it's just been a little bit slower going than I would like. Now, admittedly, these are very aggressive goals, just kind of across the board. but it's been a little bit slower going than I would like. And the one lesson I would say is just how much more difficult it is to get audiobook reviews. And so first off, backing up, big shout out to everyone who has left a review on the book. Thank you so much. That has been unbelievably helpful. The support from the self-publishing school community, from the listeners of this podcast, like it's just been awesome. So thank you guys so much. You're so amazing. Your support is so amazing. Like it's just blown me away. So I'm very, very appreciative of that. And if you have listened to the book or read the book and haven't left a review, it'd mean the world to me if you took a couple minutes to leave a review. So you can go to publishedbook.com/review. You can leave a review on the book. But like I was saying, so the big lesson for me is how much tougher it is to get reviews on audiobooks. There's minimum. People have to buy it on Audible, first of all. That means they have to have an Audible account, which, you know, sometimes we take it for granted that not a lot of people listen to audiobooks on Audible or have an Audible account, but a lot of people buy stuff from Amazon. So it's much easier for them to buy something from Amazon and leave a review than it is for them to leave an audiobook review. Now, long-term, I think this means this is more of a defensible moat, meaning that, you know, if I can get the book to have momentum on the audiobook platform, then that's going to sell more books. It's going to lead to more reviews. And just like, it's going to take longer to reach some of the goals that I have on that platform. But if I just keep the focus on that, which I'm going to, and I'll do some things related to this podcast on that, then I'm still pretty bullish that's going to be a good source of sales, SBS customers, and just really royalties and all that stuff long term. So those are kind of some lessons learned. That's the stats on the audiobook. And so I would say, you know, the launch team concept has worked really well. I mentioned the influencer campaign. That's kind of went out in waves, and it's hard to measure the tangible effect of those influencer boxes. So to date, we've sent about 620 influencer boxes. So definitely no small feat. It's taken a ton of work. But I would say, has that moved a ton of books? No. Has that led to podcast interviews, led to a bunch of other stuff like that? Yes. And we've already seen, and we've got kind of a second wave of boxes going out right now. We were a little bit delayed in some things. So that has already led to at least, I'd say, 5 to 10 podcast interviews that have already been booked. And I would say that'll probably lead to another 10 to 20 podcast interviews at a minimum. But for me, and part of what I've talked about in previous episodes and just kind of my ethos as a whole, is just adding value first. So it's relational deposits for a lot of strategic partners. Like, this will lead to a lot of other things for self-publishing school and for the book as a whole. So my goal right now is to get this book in as many hands as possible. And really, I believe that in doing so, the compound effect will just keep compounding and keep compounding. And now, so on that note, with a lot of our pre-sales, so we got, you know, all the books shipped out for US-based folks that claimed pre-sales last week. I'm a little bit delayed. So there are, you know, just right now at the time of recording this, there's supply chain stuff. There's, gosh, all kinds of disruptions that have really just slowed that out. I would have loved to have gotten those books out either a few days before the launch or at a minimum like launch day. But so I think that has just slowed us a bit in kind of the pull through on people getting the book, posting about it, leaving reviews, kind of the social component of that. So that's kind of some updates on how some of those things have gone as well. I've been doing a big push and experimenting a lot on social media. If you guys, you know, we have a social media for authors program at Self Publishing School. But if you're friends with me on Facebook or elsewhere, you've seen me. I've just been testing a bunch of that stuff. And so I've been changing my profile picture. I've been posting in Self Publishing School groups, posting updates. Kind of, it's a whole process that we teach, or that I teach in the book itself as well. So there's a chapter. It's all about building buzz. It's chapter 14 in the book, and sharing your author journey. So I've been implementing that and using that content as part of the launch. And that has created a really good, like, a lot of buzz. And that's led to reviews, that's led to purchases, that's led to so many different things. And so that's kind of helped us get off to a really strong start. I didn't mention this earlier, but the book, just kind of last week, how the week went as a whole, is we started a little slow on launch day, but we had a lot of our promos kind of backloaded on the back part of the week, and those went well. And so the book reached number one in a ton of categories, and it's kind of fluctuated in and out of the number one spot on categories since then. It kept momentum going all the way through the weekend. Like, the back half was really strong, and I attribute that to some of the targeted promos. A lot of podcast interviews that I did got dropped on the back half of last week, so that's certainly been helpful, and that's led to books being claimed. So I mentioned on the previous pod that I was doing the call to action at the end of podcast interviews to get a copy of the book for free for a limited amount of people per podcast. And so that's been working well. We've had a ton of books claimed through that. And that's going to keep, that's led to appointments for self-publishing school. That's led to, self-publishing school customers, all those things, which, is kind of the big goal on the back end of the book. And so those, all those things have worked well. I will say, you know, the one thing that I think hasn't worked as well as I would like it to, and it's something I'm really going to do more of a deep dive and reflection on post-launch, is the Bolt Farm trip giveaway. Now, the giveaway itself has been really, really helpful. Like, it's a ton of people have done it. Like, it has definitely pushed people over the line for purchasing the book and for leaving reviews and all that stuff. So I think the giveaway itself has been good. I think I'm reevaluating whether or not it makes sense to do as a one-off promo outside of launch week, or whether it's, and whether that would be better than what I did, which is the main promo as part of launch week, if that makes sense. So my hypothesis, and we've seen this with a bunch of marketing that we've done at Self-Publishing School over the years, is just the more steps that you give someone to do something, the least likely they are to do that thing. It's very simple. It makes sense, right? But if it's go to this giveaway and then you got to enter your information and then you got to click this link and then head over to Amazon and then buy the book and then come back and then fill out this thing and blah, 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 it's just less likely to happen than if I would have just sent an email and said, go buy the book and reply to this email if you did, right? And have some kind of bonus or some kind of special like that. So my hunch is that actually would have been more effective. And that it's just a little bit too complicated of an explanation. And that might be leading to less sales. Obviously, email is one of the biggest ways that we promote stuff at Self-Publishing School, in addition to our sites and a bunch of stuff like that. So that is one that that has led me to pause to say, I don't know if that was as effective as I would have, you know, thought. I might have been better off going directly to the book as a whole. So that's something I feel like didn't work as well as would have planned. And it's got me kind of contemplating just how that worked and whether or not I should have done something differently there. So those are kind of those are the big kind of takeaways and things that worked, things that didn't. I would say, as always, like our your customer list, your email list, and social. That's what's going to move books. And for me, that's kind of held true, as well as podcast interviews, obviously. And that is where, because I did go from end to end, I went from pen to paper on September 1st to the book published on December 14th. There was not a lot of time and prep ahead of time. So I knew in doing that, I'm going to go from zero to launch very quickly, but this is going to be a stacking launch. So what I talked about earlier is, the 1 year launch, that is really what I'm moving into right now. So because of that, I didn't have this coordinated, months and months and months of recording podcast interviews, and they're all dropping on the same week and all that stuff. And so, do I think I missed out on as making as big a splash as I could during launch week itself? There's no doubt. But will this continue to stack and compound? And am I glad I did it? Yes. And so we've got a lot of these books getting into people's hands now. And strategically, part of the launch for me was launching out ahead of Christmas and New Year's, so that we're top of mind when people are thinking about writing and publishing a book, while they're on Christmas break and they're thinking about goals for next year or coming into the next year, that they're thinking, all right, Chandler Bolt Self-Publishing School, I think I should work with them. And so that was really a strategic part of this. And I'm still bullish on that itself as well. So those are some of the things that worked. Those are some of the things that didn't work. And then really just moving forward, I'll kind of wrap up this episode by talking about how I'm looking at book sales over the next year. So my plan over the next year is I'm going to be doing 25 podcast interviews every month. That's the goal. So I did one this morning. I got one tomorrow. It's the week of Christmas that I'm recording this and rolling into a kind of Christmas break on the back half of this week. So my goal is rolling into January, February, December, or December, January, February, March, et cetera, 25 podcasts at a minimum every single month. And that's going to keep stacking there. And then, and this is what's super important. So there's a chapter in the book that I talk about going from your launch to actually selling books long-term. And there's a few key things that I talk about. So highly recommend, if you got the book, go to these couple of chapters. So section 6 is all about selling books after you launch. So chapter 21 is I've launched, now what? And I talk about the Lamborghini launch versus the Toyota Camry launch. I talked about this, I think, a little bit in the last episode. Then the one-year launch and building bridges and creating assets. And that's the big thing. So obviously, if you're watching this on YouTube channel, you can see some of these things. But the difference between one-off effort and creating evergreen assets. And then I also talk about the three-legged stool to long-term book sales. Right. And so those are the things that I'm going to be doubling down on. And then there's the next chapter, which is four ways to sell more books after you launch. And so those are the things I'm going to be doubling down on moving forward. Like I said, more podcast interviews, a dedicated call to action on this podcast every week, where it's in the pre-roll or post-roll. It's scaling Amazon ads. We're in the middle of dialing in Amazon ads as we speak. It's a bunch of other things. It's building out funnels and evergreen assets that attach to what we do that will continue to sell books. So that is where my mind's already going. You know, for those of you who have launched a book before, you know that it's a mix of adrenaline, excitement, and exhaustion. So I think I'm in some ways kind of rolling into Christmas, like, whoo. This was an exhausting stretch, and I just got done running a marathon. Amongst all the other business stuff that's happening right now, which is, you know, we're putting together our 2022 budget. I'm hiring for a couple of key positions right now. We just had our leadership offsite the week before last, doing all the planning for next year. So like all that has kind of felt like it's been sprinkled within this launch. And so I've been running 100 miles an hour and very excited to be taking some time off over the long weekend and over New Year's and all that stuff. But I think it's, you know, any of you who have done this, you know, that it's exhausting, it's exhilarating. But then the big thing, and this is where I think, you know, I'm having to even remind myself this, is that so many authors, their launch is their finish line. And your launch is not your finish line. Your launch is your starting point. Woo! All right. That's going to be convicting for some people. Your launch is not your finish line. Your launch is your starting point. Now, it can feel like a finish line because you've just been running, and I feel that. But if you truly want to sell more books long term, if you truly want to set your book up for success to become a bestseller long term and grow your business or whatever your goals are, then you have to continue to market the book. So that's where for me it's kind of like, all right, sprint and button up these things that will. Like reviews and like other things that will keep book sales going over the next year, then take a break, reset, refresh, get my mind right, and then come back in January and double down on all the things that I know and will help this book sell better long term. So there you have it. That's the lessons that I've learned from the launch. That's what's next. What worked, what didn't work, how I'm looking at the one-year launch and selling books long-term. I hope that you found this helpful. I hope that this series was helpful. This three-part solo episode series, really. I'll be back to interviews next week. So we've got some awesome interviews in the can. So we're going to, you know, switch back to your regularly scheduled formatting, which will be me interviewing the best, most successful authors on the planet about how they've done what you want to do and how they're successfully launching their books. So once again, I hope that you found this helpful. If you haven't already, go ahead and grab a copy of the book. You can get the book on Amazon. It's published, The Proven Path from Blank Page to 10,000 Copies Sold. You can get the book on Amazon. You can get the book anywhere books are sold. And then I would recommend specifically grab a copy of the audiobook. All right. So if you're a listener of the podcast, you probably like audio content. Well, this is narrated by me. I think you'll love it. You can get a copy of the audiobook at publishedbook.com/audible. Okay. publishedbook.com/audible. Grab a copy there. And then also, if you've listened to the book, if you read the book, if you checked out the book, it would mean the world to me if you left a review. It would also really help me hit some of my goals that I have with the book. So leave a review on the book if you haven't already at publishedbook.com/review. All right. Thank you so much. for listening to this episode. I hope that you found this helpful. We're happy to chat with you about your book. If you're interested in working with us at Self Publishing School, you're thinking, hey, 2022, that's the year that I'm going to be writing and publishing this book. Well, then book a call with us at publishedbook.com/apply. You can book a call with the team. We will chat with you, start putting together a plan, putting together goals, next steps, and see if you're a fit to work with us. And if so, we can map out what that looks like. All right. Hey, Merry Christmas. I hope that you have an amazing holiday season. And I'll see you back in the next episode with an awesome interview that you don't want to miss. See you in the next episode. Talk soon. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you're looking for next steps and help with your book, here are two things that'll be helpful to do right now. Number one, go to spsfreetraining.com. We've got some awesome training right there. It's going to help you get started with your book, write your book, launch your book, publish your book successfully, and use that book to get leads, sales, and referrals for your business. So that's the first thing, spsfreetraining.com. When you register for that training, you'll also get a free copy of my book published. Now, the second thing is if you're serious about this book and you're just ready to get started, book a call with my team at Self Publishing School at selfpublishingschool.com/apply. Okay, so selfpublishingschool.com/apply. We'll talk with you about your goals for your book, your challenges with your book, next steps, how do you get this thing published? So number one, for free training, go to spsfreetraining.com. Or to book a call with the team, go to selfpublishingschool.com/apply. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Self Publishing School podcast. I know there are so many podcasts that you could be listening to, so I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this one. Now, I want you to do two things right now. Number one, I don't know if you know this, but we've actually got a YouTube channel with all of the podcast episodes in video form. On that channel, it's the Self Publishing School YouTube channel, as well as a ton of other helpful videos around writing and publishing a book successfully. So check out the YouTube channel, subscribe to that channel. And then number two, subscribe to the podcast here, so the Self Publishing School podcast, and leave a review. So do that seriously right now. It's so helpful. It'll make sure you don't miss an episode in the future. So subscribe, leave a review, seriously, right now. Yep, do it right now. Hey, and I also host the 7-Figure Principles podcast. If you'd like to check that out, great podcast around scaling a company. So whether you're a leader or entrepreneur, you might like that. But thanks again, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode of the Self Publishing School podcast. I know there's so many places that you could be spending your time. There's other podcasts that you could be listening to, YouTube channels that you'd be watching. So thank you so much. It means the world. Now, I want you to do three things right now if you found this episode helpful. All right. Number one, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a YouTube channel. It's a companion channel to this podcast. All the video versions of the episode are on the YouTube channel. So number one, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Number two, if you're listening to this podcast wherever, whether this is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, number two, I want you to subscribe to this podcast right now so you don't miss a future episode. And then number three, this is probably the most important, leave a review on the podcast. All right, reviews are super important and help this podcast get discovered by other people. So number three, leave a review on the podcast. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on the fence about scheduling a publishing consultation call with my team, maybe you're not quite ready for that, I've got some free training that I think will be really helpful for you. All right, all you have to do is go to register to sign up. Go to selfpublishing.com/free training. When you do, you're also going to get a free digital copy of my new book, Published. And on that training, you're going to learn the next step, so how to implement with your book. So how to write, how to publish, how to launch successfully. So go to register right now at selfpublishing.com/free training. I'll see you there.